I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right, if we would please show that all members are in attendance this evening. I ask that you turn off any phones that you have, silence them, vibrate, whatever, so we don't interrupt the meeting. If you, I'm terrible about that. Yours is off too.
I'm not terrible.
If you're going to have conversations, if you could please take them out into the hallway so we don't interrupt our speakers. When your item is called, if you please come up and use the microphone. I know there's not many people here today, but it helps pick up on the recording that is published on the county website. County staff introductions. Where'd he go?
Mark Donahue, Mark County Comprehensive Planning Department. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There you are.
And I'm Alvaro Romano, Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Thank you. All right, we have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member, I lost page two, of the public, the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone like to make a comment before the meeting? Okay, I see no one. Close it to the public. Can I get an approval of the minutes for February 28th, 2023?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of February 28th, 2023. No changes.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of February 28th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Can I have an approval of the agenda for March 14th, 2023?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda of March 14th, 2023 as written with no changes.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this evening's agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, any informational items today?
Yes, we got a couple.
Okay.
We got a fancy Elmo, so we'll use that for this.
The first one is a special event coming up here on Friday, March 24th. It is our big spring job fair that we are hosting at the Las Vegas Convention Center, the West Hall. We have this year over 120 employers and 20,000 jobs available, so if you know someone that is in need of a career change, please refer them to us. And side note for anyone that's excited about the company, we will be there hiring as well. Our next event is our Ecoposa Econs here at the Paradise Recreation Center. That's going to be April 1st from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There's going to be a whole lot of attractions. We've got different Econs based on your age room. There's going to be free food, a trackless train, petting zoo, pretty much the whole shebang for an Easter event. Again, that's April 1st from 10 to 12. And we also have the flyers up here in the front if you guys want to take a copy for yourselves.
Thank you.
For me, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, we'll go right into planning and zoning. Item number one, UC230059, Rust Western Plaza, a use permit for a hookah lounge within an existing retail center on a portion of 1.1 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the north side of Flamingo Road, 490 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Hello. Name and address.
Can you guys hear me? Hi, I'm Sashine Cook, COOK, address 2790 East Flamingo Road, Suite E, Los Angeles, Nevada, 89112.
Thank you. You're doing good. You're doing good. Tell us what you want to do.
Well, I am requesting a use permit in this center I'm so nervous. Okay. I am requesting a use permit to open a operating hookah lounge in the Smith Harbor Shopping Center, where basically families, friends can come over and enjoy themselves in the area, smoke some of the shisha, have some small bites of good music, possibly do some karaoke if they like, and yeah.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Are you going to sell alcohol?
No alcohol.
No alcohol?
No.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if no one has anything else, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to the approved conditions.
Or,
is that how that works? Yes. So I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. You're going to go on to the Planning Commission on April the 4th.
Thanks. You don't have to stay tonight. You can just...
Okay. Thank you.
All right. <on.
laughs> Item number 2, WS23... 0047, Earps Family Limited Partnership 2, waives the development standards for the following: increased building height, increased wall sign area, permit animated signage were not permitted, 4, increased animated sign area, 5, permit roof sign, 6, increased projecting sign area, and 7, allow a projecting sign to be animated. Design reviews for the following: 1, modifications to an approved parking garage, and 2, a comprehensive sign plan for a parking garage, supper club, convenience store, and gasoline station on 4 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the west side of Flores Avenue between Dewey Drive and Russell Road within Paradise.
Good evening, David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. As you can see from the map, this parcel is located right across from Allegiant Stadium. It really is the heart of what's going to be the entertainment district, or the stadium district in that area. The zoning, or the master plan, is already designated as EM, which is entertainment mixed use. And like I said, it really is as close to the stadium as you can get. Right now, all of this is zoned M1. First, in regards to the building itself, it's already been approved for 49 feet, 4 inches. The applicant is requesting to be approved to 55 feet for the building, and that is just so they can extend the elevator to go to the roof. The request is for 72 feet, the other being just for the flagpole. But the building itself would only be raised to 54 feet by this application, and that's just for an elevator and lighting on the roof of the property. In regards to the additional signage, as you can see, you know, from the previous map, this really is right across from the stadium. That area is intended to be the stadium development, and it's supposed to be an entertainment zone. The signage we are requesting, we think that the applicant feels that the county, it hasn't really been addressed yet because of this new entertainment district. The applicant understands the request is, you know, large, but we would give you several reasons why we think it's appropriate. One, because of the fact it is an entertainment district, it is going to add to the ambience, the energy, hopefully the whole area. Right now it's all industrial. I think because of the stadium itself, it's a matter of time until it transitions more along its lines, and this is the reason, you know, that this is designated as that kind of area. The signage itself, I will say, is similar to what you would see in other big cities around their stadiums or arenas. You go to Los Angeles, where their new football field is, or the LA Live project. There are lots of large signs. For the neighborhood, the signage, in addition to adding to the ambience of the pedestrians and the lighting, helps for the safety. I can also show you, I'm going to go back to the first. I'll leave this up just so you can see it. But when you look at it, all of the signage will face towards empty parking lots. So there's no neighbor that would be bothered by this. The signage would be going to the east or going to the north, and both really all to the east. And the east is the Allegiant Stadium parking lot. So there's no neighbor that will be looking at this lightage. And I know that in the if approved condition, staff has conditions in regards to lighting, which we would be in agreement to. Happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Where's the roof signs?
Confuse me too. These are technically the roof signs because of the canopy, but they're all 60 square foot signs. And I should also point out, right now there's already the plans for one restaurant or supper club, but the idea is there would be three supper clubs all on this ground floor. In addition, there's going to be 713 parking spots, which will help alleviate some of the congestion.
So that big black is a screen?
Correct. Those would be multiple animated screens.
And what are you thinking of putting on?
They have to be on premise, so it will be advertising for the businesses that are actually on the premises. We can't, the applicant couldn't, you know, I'm making it up, but advertise for something that wasn't actually on the premises.
It's not going to be public advertising.
No,
it's just going to be front, right? Like yes. If you put a billboard up right there that said, here's Denny's, right?
Yes, exactly right.
And
really, you know,
it just seems like a lot of square footage for three little supper clubs, unless it's going to say $10.99 a gallon running across there. I mean, that's just a lot of advertising space for three restaurants who also have their names down there. I don't get the cost of that LED sign or whatever they're going to use in that case. I mean, I just bought one for one of my properties. It was $96,000. It was nowhere near that size. It's a lot for supporting three restaurants. So
I understand. Sorry, with me as the architect.
Yep, I'm Norberto, architect, works at Marnell Architecture. Part of the appeal and what we're trying to achieve with the sign is essentially to have it become an attraction almost. The corner element here, we've been looking at creating 3D content. So as you're standing in the corner, you'd see football players or somebody coming at you or food venues. It's more of an attraction than just a sign.
Yeah, and see, so that takes it away from the advertising for what's there. That's, if you're, even though you're not advertising beer, you're advertising, I mean, you're making it entertainment, but that's kind of different for the sign. Then you're advertising the Raiders, which is off-premise, so there's a technicality there, right?
There's something to be talked about as to what we're allowed to, what we're not allowed to. At this stage, we're looking to pull it. Again, with this being the stadium district, we're looking to do as much as we can and promote this area as much as we can, and we think having this signage would allow us to do that.
Yeah, another question. What I get from this is it appears to be like what we have on Fremont Street with the county, where there's possible entertainment, you know, this type of shows, right? And they don't even make that advertising standard as well. It looks pretty appealing. I like it. I go to the stadium quite often, so I just see that really lighting up that area quite well.
So, Madam Chair, my concern is along the lines of you're saying it's like Fremont Street, and I know how many people walk into other people because they're so busy staring up at the Fremont sign because it's so entertaining. And there's going to be someone driving down the street next to that doing the same thing. So I understand it's the entertainment district. No offense to gas stations, they're not entertaining. That's not their purpose. To me, that giant sign is not, it's going to very quickly become a push to not have just the
on-site premises entertainment. It's going to some of the next thing we're going to see is an application for this to have the ability to do other advertisements, which is going to be much harder to say no to once something that massive is approved. I think you could get it done with half the size of that. I'm also terrified of that size of gas station. Or is it a gas station? It's a restaurant.
Restaurant.
The gas station is already built. It's not growing. This is all going to, the frontage would all be restaurants. So the rest is parking. Gas station is further here, already built.
Like like a little pasture like that at Costco with the signs of like, this lane is open. Sorry. The deer giant thing. No. But I just feel like it's a lot for.
I recommend that. The only thing I agree with, it is a lot, but through Las Vegas, we have distracting items all the time. I mean, you drive down Las Vegas Boulevard and you look up. That's what you do. That's what the lights are for. I agree with the marketing technique that you're doing because restaurants nowadays need to promote their foods, being loving foods and loving to see what it looks like. So I don't know if we can put a stipulation that billboard cannot be marketed as a open forum for free marketing, like when you drive down the strip and the freeway and you see them flashing all different advertising, because that's what their business is. They're actually there to market whatever buys that spot for 2 seconds. So I don't know, Jeremy, can we put a stipulation on ours with all the conditions and the recommendations of staff that they're not able to or come in front of us again?
Hope we get a permit when coming back.
Yeah. No, I mean like in front of anybody for a new permit. They would have to get a new permit to use it for a different use. So that's what
And if I could comment on that, if you, on the staff report, and I think the county staff could comment on this, off-premise advertising is not permitted at this location. Yeah, okay. So it has to be
Then you would need stipulations anyway.
Yes.
So
we're in agreement with that, that condition.
I just feel reading staff, I have to agree that it's excessive in comparison to what other businesses in that area have been allowed so far. And then I see a competition coming after that, because now we've set a precedent and we're going to have requests. So we allow that, then what do we allow the next person? Okay, it is not in keeping with what was set for that district at this point. So I can't support it.
The Walgreens sign on the corner of Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard that was presented when John and I were here, they said, oh yeah, no off-premises advertising whatsoever. Well, that didn't even last a month. Yeah.
Once it's there, they do what they
want. And it's like, try to go get somebody to stop them from doing it. So
I don't know at that point if you can't even legally stop them. So I think you have to start with what they want to create. And it's going to just open up the rest of the businesses are going to want to do the same thing.
And they have.
And then where does it stop?
And one of the things staff noted is that the stadium district is not really an entertainment district yet. I mean, they set up the district, but they have not created all the rules and codes they're going to have there. So coming in with something so large when, again, and going back to Caitlin's comment about the gas station, you know, the design review specifically mentions the gas station. So it's you know, would definitely be entitled to being a part of the signage. Because it's part of the project. So we can't discount that because we've seen it all. We've seen, you tell us one thing, we drive by, oh look, they did what they told us they weren't gonna do. So we're kind of jaded up here when it comes to signs. But I just think it's just too large for what you have there. The bulk of your project is a parking garage, and a parking garage doesn't need the advertising. Or the entertainment on it, you know? I don't get who you're advertising to other than 8 football games a year.
There's several things in your comments.
The other thing too though is with that signage. I mean, you've got signage for the restaurants. I mean, just how much signage do they need? So my feeling is we're building a garage to turn it into a sign, which is eventually what would happen. And we've been down this road, town board, time and time again, the years that I've been on here, for 20-some years, we've gone through the same thing. And this is where we're headed again with this. And I don't, you know, if county wants to set the standards, I think they're a little bit behind the ball. But if they're going to keep what they have set up now, then that's fine. If they want to increase it, well, then that's up to them. But I don't want to be a part of setting that. That's their job to do.
Go ahead.
I was going to say there's several more than eight events here, but I understand the feel, and candidly, it seems like there's two for and two against so far. But what I would ask if you would consider, if we could do, it sounds like perhaps everyone would be in favor of the other conditions except for the condition number, the waiver of development standard number two, which is the larger sign height. So I would ask you to consider doing them one by one in that regard, perhaps. And if you have any questions on some of the smaller asks, happy to answer those for you as well.
Would you mind if we, because we're okay with, as is staff, with waivers number one. Number two is the huge sign we all are against, right?
I'd ask to have a vote on that.
We will be voting on it.
I have a quick question for moving some more. Okay, so if you don't put the sign there, basically you're going to look at a parking garage, right?
Correct.
So is there a way that you would be able to limit, because that's what their biggest worry is, that the whole side becoming marketing for whatever you want to put up there, basically. It's because I see that more attractive than a parking garage for me, for Las Vegas. And I understand they've been here and they've seen things trickle down and everybody goes, and that area needs a little improvement. We're trying to improve it, we're trying to make it more social for the stadium. I get that, but is there a way to limit the size of it so you're not like
definitely there? No, there's definitely because that way might for us to limit it and still achieve
not
what we're
so
looking to do
overwhelming.
But again, we are looking to go for it, make this stadium district something that's never been done in Vegas. I don't know anywhere outside of the Las Vegas Boulevard corridor that has something like this. And with it being the stadium district, I think this would be a great time to show what we're looking to do in that district.
You can create a facade that would limit what the garage looks like.
That was going to be my comment.
Instead of turning it into a sign. Because basically, that's what they want to do. They want to build a garage. And rather than put a facade up there, we're going to put a sign up there. And I can tell you what will happen down the road. And there will be more than just advertising for the restaurants.
One of the comments I make every time we see one of these giant signs is that you don't need architects anymore. You only need sign companies. You're an architect, right? You're an architect. You could create something really unique on the front of that parking garage that was just as entertaining as a video that everybody sees now everywhere. There's so many of them, it's visual clutter. You can't see one from the next. It's just bright lights going by. No one actually pays attention to what's up there anymore because there's so many of them. I mean, it's just a huge TV screen all the way up and down the strip. And now you're thinking, okay, well, if you start, then everybody else is going to have theirs do that. Literally, I mean, even hotels now, look at Resorts World, the whole entire building is a sign. It's not even, there's no design anymore. And so, again, why do we need an architect? You could design something so it didn't look like the front of a parking garage.
Because if we go
that
with
wasn't it, and then have smaller signs. See, and that's why I wanted to go through each one, because I'm going to assume that, like item number three, where you want a video unit where only electronic massage units are permitted.
Message.
Where do those go?
Those video units are actually, it's part of that signage. So
number three, right, we would be part of the ones we're considering. Number four, where's your, that's the 8,000 square feet. So number four is part of it. Where's the roof sign? Those are the little ones?
These are the roof signs.
Okay. And then projecting sign area to 60 feet where 32 is permitted.
That would be this sign over here.
Okay, the sign on the side of the garage, and then a projecting sign to be animated were not permitted. Where's that?
Same here.
Okay, what's the green thing up there at the top?
Those are the wall signs.
So we got wall signs too, but that's not on here?
That should be. Those are already permitted and part of the overall sign.
What is the orange, or whatever color that is up there?
Up here?
Yeah.
That's the flag, just to symbolize the flag. But it's not going to be electric.
No, because I think where we're headed with this, if they want to turn this into an entertainment district, that's one thing. Okay, but if we start doing this and we do yours and then we do something over here and something over there, then we have a hodgepodge of who knows what. There's no consistency. And there's no guideline. And that's where I think the county is falling down on this part of it. And leaves you guys in a hole too.
I think we would submit that the hope is there would be more like this, and this would become a lively area.
Yeah, but then we're doing it here, and we're doing something there, and we're doing something else over here, and there's no real guideline to the whole thing, and then you have a mess.
I think,
and that doesn't do that district any good either.
I think
where
if you were
these signs go,
where something other than a parking garage with three small restaurants. I mean, I think the first hotel that goes in there is going to be the one that dictates, the county will let dictate what the signage will be, rather than a project like this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a motion, and they can vote however everyone wants to vote. On the waivers of the development standards, I would make a motion to approve waiver number 1, number 5, and number 6, and deny items waivers 2, 3, 4, and 7, and approval of design review item number 1, and deny item number 2, and then along with the if approved, preliminary staff conditions.
One quick note, if I may. Item number 7, the animated projecting sign, that's intended to display the counts of the parking garage, not so much display graphics or advertising.
Okay, that's the counts of the parking garage. All right, so I'll throw item number 7, we'll take that out, Maureen, of deny, and put that into approval for number 7. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
You're right, that's what we're supposed to
do. 4-1?
4-1.
4-1, okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time and consideration.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 3, UC 23-0057, Carball Newco LLC, a use permit for deviations as shown per plans on file in conjunction with a resort hotel, the Horseshoe. Deviations for the following: 1, increased building height; 2, encroachment into airspace; and 3, all of the deviations as depicted per plans on file. Design reviews for the following: 1, a pedestrian bridge; and 2, modifications to an existing resort hotel, the Horseshoe, including back of the house area, exterior, and site improvements on a portion of 54 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road and the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south within Paradise. Hello.
Oh, this is a lot. My name is Chairwoman and members of the town board, Brooke Holmes with Brownstein Hyatt Farber Shrek, 100 North City Parkway, Suite 1600, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. Appearing on behalf of the applicant, Paris Las Vegas Operating Company, LLC, and Carball Newco, LLC, in connection with the application that's before you today. The applicant is requesting an update to the exterior facade of the existing Jubilee Hotel Tower at the Horseshoe Las Vegas, formerly known as Bally's Las Vegas, including adding balconies with exterior access to existing guest rooms at the hotel tower. The applicant is also requesting to add a parapet to the existing hotel tower, increasing the total height to approximately 290 feet and adding a new pedestrian bridge to the site over an existing private right-of-way between Paris, Las Vegas, and Horseshoe, Las Vegas properties with modifications to an existing private right-of-way. The proposed pedestrian bridge will be fully enclosed and will provide an above-grade pedestrian connection between the properties with a vertical height clearance ranging from 15 feet 9 inches to 18 feet 3 inches. The proposed hotel tower updates and pedestrian bridge are both visually compatible with the adjacent developments and surrounding properties and is consistent with the previously approved projects within the resort corridor. Staff is recommending approval. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close it to public and open it to the board.
I'm just not familiar with what the minimum vertical clearance going for a pedestrian bridge is in Nevada, but I thought it was 17 feet. And that is at the lowest point, from my understanding. So, here at 15 feet is worrisome.
That's right. I would have to double check, but I do know that fire requires, I believe, 15 feet and a few inches, but we are above what fire requires.
Okay.
So we have the minimum vertical clearance under the bridge for what the fire requires.
I had a question for the county. I thought that on the pedestrian bridges they were going for a more open concept. This one is pretty enclosed, which makes it very difficult for Metro to even have a clue what's going on inside that. And that has been a problem on the pedestrian bridges. And this is over...
So I just want to clarify. So this pedestrian bridge is over a private right-of-way, so this is not a public right-of-way.
Okay.
This is just a private right-of-way that's between Paris, Las Vegas, and Horseshoe, so it's a very small alleyway. And the enclosures is so that the pedestrians
but you're going
can get
over,
from...
But you're going over... What is it, Las Vegas Boulevard?
That's not right. No. So this is just a private right-of-way.
Just a private right-of-way. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have security deal with that. Is that?
Security, yes. Security will be managing the property.
Because whether it's private or public, stuff happens.
That's right. This pedestrian bridge will be part of the properties that will be maintained with security normal for the properties.
Okay.
So there's already a connection between Paris and Bally's, or Horseshoe now. It's at street level, isn't it? Do you know for sure?
I don't, but this new pedestrian bridge is going to be connecting directly to the Jubilee Tower. So you have the main Bally's Tower in the back, and then this is the Jubilee Tower. So this pedestrian bridge will allow access from Paris, Las Vegas over to directly to the Jubilee Tower.
Okay. Anything?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Can I make a motion?
Sure. I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are going to the BCC on April the 5th.
Just hope we don't look up somewhere and something happened in the traffic.
Item number 4, UC 23-0058, Casino Royale, use permit for deviations for as shown per plans on file, deviations for the following: 1, allow retail uses not within a permanent enclosed building; 2, allow an accessory use not accessed through the interior of the resort hotel; 3, reduced parking; and 4, all other deviations as depicted per plans on file. Waiver of development standards to reduce the setback from a future right-of-way, Las Vegas Boulevard South, and design reviews for the following: 1, an outdoor sales structure booth; 2, shade canopies; and 3, signage in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Casino Royale, on 3.3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 1,800 feet south of Sands Avenue within Paradise. Hello.
Good evening. Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. The applicant is Tix for Vegas. They have currently a shelter, rather a facility that's just outside of Casino Royale, located down here on this corner. It's along the strip corridor, as you can see. The business has been in operation for about 10 years. They were first approved back in 2013 and have been in operation since. In 2018, they went through another approval, and then COVID hit and they stopped operating for that period of time. So in that period of time that they stopped operating, the use permit was lost. So we're back here requesting all the same approvals that have been on site previously. So it's down here located just outside of the Casino Royale exit. And these are just some of the elevations. It's a 170 square foot booth that just sits right there. It's 11 feet in height. I can show you just here, it's in black and white, but this is generally what it looks like as it sits there on the corner. And I'm here for any questions.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. And I'm glad you made it.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments or questions, I move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item number 5, ZC230049. County of Clark, PK, and Commercial Service Zone Change to reclassify 8 acres from a C2 General Commercial AE60 and AE65 zone, a CP Office and Professional AE60 zone, and an MD Design Manufacturing AE60 and AE65 zone to a PF Public Facility zone for an existing park, generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Surrey Street within Paradise. Hello.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the Advisory Board. My name is Daniel Salvador Memo. I'm here on behalf of Clark County Real Property Management.
Can we get an address?
Or actually, if you could spell your last name, please.
S-A-G-A-O-N space C-O-R N-E-J-O.
Thank you.
And your address?
500 South Grand Central Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Okay, so we're here. We're applying for to change the zone classification from an existing park. This is McLaren Marketplace Park. The existing property has three zones within one parcel, and we are seeking your concurrence with the staff recommendation to change the zoning to a public facility, which is the most applicable to a public park.
So anyone from the public would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board. Just a cleanup item?
Pretty much, yes.
Well, if no one else has any comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. Do we have any general business? Or did we just have?
No general business.
No general business? Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public. Our next meeting is March 28, 2023. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.